Hi there. The word for you today is do what you're called to do. In Romans 12, verse 6, Paul writes, having then gifts, let us use them. In his book, Growing in the Seasons of Life, Dr. Charles Swindoll writes, and I quote, once upon a time, the animals decided that they should do something meaningful to meet the problems of the new world. So they organized a school. They adopted an activity curriculum of running, climbing, swimming, and flying. To make it easier to administer, all the animals took all the subjects. The duck was excellent at swimming. In fact, he was better than his instructor was. However, he made only passing grades in flying and was very poor in running. Since he was slow in running, he had to drop swimming and stay after school to practice running. This caused his webbed feet to be so badly worn, he became only average in swimming. But average was quite acceptable, therefore nobody worried about it, except the duck. The rabbit stayed at the top of his class in running, but developed a nervous twitch in his leg muscles because he had so much makeup work to do in swimming. The squirrel was excellent in climbing, but he encountered constant frustration in flying class because his teacher made him start from the ground up instead of from the treetop down. So he got only a C in climbing and a D in running. The eagle was a problem child and was severely disciplined for being a nonconformist. In climbing classes, he beat all the others to the top, but he insisted on using his own way of getting there. Are you getting the idea, my friend? The Bible says, having then gifts that differ one from another, let us use them. When God has gifted and graced you to do something, give yourself to it. That's your area of strength and core competency. Give yourself to it and let the rest go. Okay?